Hey there, it's Darren Moll here. Welcome to Darren's Decade Podcast. In this 10-part series, you can meet some of the people that have been a part of my life in the past decade, people that have influenced me, people that I might have influenced, and a couple of the sordid stories from my long-distant past. It is available on all major podcast platforms and on our website, ecr.co.za. Just search Darren's Decade. In this episode of Darren's Decade, I'm chatting to massive influence in my life. Actually, it's debatable. We don't know who has a greater influence, her on me or me on her. It is my child, the mouse.
Over the last decade, Darren's met some awesome people. In this 10-part podcast series, Darren has open, honest, sometimes deep, sometimes hilarious conversations with them.
Baby.
Yeah?
Eat lemon.
Hello.
Hey, Miller.
I'm good,
and you? Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because it's Darren's decade. I've been doing breakfast radio for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and part of my celebration is I'm interviewing people that I've influenced or have influenced me in the last decade. And so I thought, let me get you to interview me. You can ask me anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I need to introduce you. And now, after a decade, the interview that everyone's been waiting for.
For 10 years.
Mouse interviews Dad. Dun, 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 dun. And go.
Okay. What's your biggest fear?
Rampant unchecked neoliberal capitalism and creeping fascism and I suppose the viral spread of nationalist fervor and the constant move towards a dystopian future. Apart from that,
and horses.
Yes, I don't know what it is, but yeah. Like, I'm petrified that a horse is gonna like just turn. I just see hoof and face, no matter how chilled the horse is.
I mean, the beginning was very deep, but
I sort of went off on a tangent there.
Yeah, just a tiny one.
Yeah, okay, horses.
What's your taste in music?
I like all music. I like your music. Like when you're playing your music in the car, like what percentage of your music do I enjoy?
Like 90?
Yeah. So I like your music. I like adult contemporary, middle of the road. I still have time. I have time for jazz, classical, instrumental. Jazz. Yeah. I'll listen to anything. I suppose the easier question would be, what don't I listen to? I don't listen to country and western. I don't listen to metal. And hard jazz, I can't handle.
What is hard jazz?
Hard, like real, genuine jazz. Pure, improvised cacophonic music. I can't handle it.
Huh.
Like every year, I try and sit down through Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, and I still don't. It doesn't resonate.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change?
At the risk of sounding deep, there's this part of me that is an idealist. Now, every morning when I wake up, I imagine that the world is going to take another step towards some sort of utopian future where we can eliminate poverty or, you know, corruption, or, you know, it's just a world filled with so much pain and suffering. And every night I go to sleep and I realize we haven't changed one bit, and some days we've taken a step backwards. And so I wish I could silence that idealist in me just a little bit. Does that help?
You're so deep.
Sorry, what was the original question?
If you could change one thing about yourself, like your feet size,
your
hair color.
Oh, no, I don't want to. Why would I want to change my foot size?
Because you've got baby feet.
Yeah, that is true. I'm 6'4" and I should be a size 10 or 11, a size 9. A strong wind would blow me over. But the problem is, if I have big feet, you know what that means? It means I'll have big hands.
Oh.
Oh. I don't want bigger hands.
No one wants bigger hands.
No.
You can stretch.
Oh, you know what? I'd have 20/20 vision. But then I wouldn't have my cool glasses, and I like my glasses.
You can have fake glasses.
Fake. Okay, so I have 20/20 vision with fake glasses. Okay, I would change my vision.
That's a better one.
Yeah.
What makes you really angry?
I don't know. I'll ask you that question. What makes me really angry?
I thought you were going to ask me the question. When things are moved.
Yeah, because everything has a place,
you have
right?
A fit. Like,
no, but there's people who will take the cereal out of the cereal cupboard and go put it in another cupboard. And like, if I wake up in the morning, my glasses are in a place, my phone's in a place, my things are all in a place. Some people, not mentioning any names, mostly thinking that they're being very, very helpful by putting all things in a certain place that would seem like a logical place to put those things. And then I can't find it. And then I'm like, I must admit, I get very, very angry. I think it's an issue, but I'm working through it because it turns out that the new place is actually the place that it should have been in the first place, and now I just need to get used to it being in the new place. Was that deep again?
It was deepening.
Also, ignorance. Ignorance makes me angry. Like, I'm okay. Like seriously, if you know stuff about stuff, and you have a different opinion to me, I'm fine with that. But if you just believe something and you don't have any proof for it and you refuse to move off that point, then I'm like, that makes me angry. That makes me angry that people can't debate stuff and come to a meeting point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Thank you.
I don't know that was the word for it, though. What is your favorite thing about your career?
Which one? I had a TV career before this one.
Your current.
Okay, my radio career. The decade. You know what's the best part about radio? Every day is like literally a brand new day. Like there's a saying in the radio industry that you're only as good as your last show. And that's literally what radio is. I can't have a great show and the next day just relax because I did a great show on Monday. You literally, you know, it's, you've just got to put it all out there every single day. It's great. I like that.
What's been your favorite moment the past 10 years?
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't say what's been my favorite moment ever, because that would be like having you. You are my favorite moment. Favorite on-air moment?
Like on air, or like when you do those like big walk things for East Coast, or just anything that considers radio. Like your favorite moment. It could have been having tea with Sky for the first time. I don't think you've ever done that, but...
No, Sky would never be seen dead drinking tea. But I don't know. I couldn't pick just one. There's like... I'll have flashbacks to some of the great people that I've met. Do you remember the river guy? The big river guy. You won't remember that. He's a guy who swam all the longest rivers in the world. He swam the entire length of them. He stayed with me a few days. And that was pretty cool. Also, bringing Lionel Richie on stage was really cool. Actually, bringing Rick Astley onto stage was really, really cool. Actually, hosting 6,000 people at ICC for Kings and Queens of Comedy was really, really cool. Swimming with sharks.
Oh, my God. It was just one after the other.
It was cool. I couldn't put it down to one. There's like every couple of months, there's like my new favorite moment for radio. Again, that goes back to the best thing about radio. It's like it's just you get to meet people and do things that you would never have done before. It's great.
What is your... proudest accomplishment?
Making you.
That is not a human being. Let me finish.
But you are my proudest accomplishment. Have you any idea how amazing you are? You are like literally... And listen, I've looked around. Everyone else's kids, they have pros and cons. You're just like only pros. You're like the best human ever made. And I made you. You're the best.
Okay, your second proudest.
Oh, second proudest moment... when we got Best Breakfast Show in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty proud for them. I'm pretty proud of that.
If there was, like, a plane, and you were on the plane, of course.
Yeah.
And then the plane, like, crashed.
Yeah.
Into, like, a desert.
Yeah.
Or the ocean. And you only had one book to read for, yeah, like, now eternity until you get, like, found. What book would it be?
Okay, well, if we crashed in the ocean, then it would be a very small book. I have to read it before I drown.
No, I mean, like, you crashed on an island in the ocean.
Oh, a desert island in the ocean.
Yes, a desert island in the ocean.
So you're saying this is the only book I'd have to read for the rest of my life?
Yeah. Unless you get, like, found.
Okay. That's tough. My mind automatically goes to a Stephen King, but, like, after you've read Salem's Lot or Stand By Me or... there's the whole Gunslinger, the Dark Tower series. But I would say Bryce Lawrence, A Short History of Almost Everything.
I would have asked you, like, if you could read one book.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life, what book would it be? But I mean, my answers would have changed.
Yeah.
Like, if I could read one book for the rest of eternity, it would be Holes. Yeah. But if I was crash landed on a desert island, I would have my How to Build a Raft and Survive on an Island.
I have that. That's my emergency book, but it's printed fine print.
Oh, your pocket,
on a pamphlet.
I keep it in my wallet. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. For whenever I fly, you never know when you're in a crash. Yeah, how to build a raft, how to make a fire,
how to eat coconut.
Yeah, how to. Yeah.
You know, everyone should have that on them.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would be one of your favorite movie genres? And then in that movie genre, one of the best movies in that genre?
Huh. Sci-fi. Sci-fi or epic?
So if you say Star Wars.
Matrix.
Okay, there we go.
Greatest sci-fi movie ever made. For
really?
Its time, of course, yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, what would you choose?
How many Matrixes are there?
There's three, but the other two don't count. It was just the one standalone Matrix does it.
That's pretty cool.
They're making a fourth one as soon as there's an end to a coronavirus.
As soon as the virus is over.
Yeah.
If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be? Like something you've never been
Oh, fun fact about the Matrix. The original was made by the Wachowski brothers, and the fourth one is made by the Wachowski sisters.
Oh, that's a vibe.
I know. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
If you could choose to do one thing for a day that you've never been able to do before and you can't now for some reason,
yeah,
what would it be?
Formula One race car driver. What?
You have an obsession.
I would. My word! Can you imagine? It'd be amazing.
What, like almost being on the brink of death every turn?
Yeah, in like the fastest vehicle made for land by man. That'd be great. And then race against other people, all trying to. That's amazing. Yeah. I'd love that. I'm very competitive. You've seen me playing sport, right?
Yes.
I'm very competitive. A lot of people don't know that.
Too competitive.
Never too competitive.
You are.
Is that possible to be too competitive?
Yeah, I've seen you play chess.
Yes, and I mean, you've seen me get beaten by you at chess.
Yes, I always win, but then afterwards you're always like, okay, rematch. And then you Google chess for dummies. I saw it on the Google history. I saw chess for dummies.
I needed to go back to basics, and you still beat me.
I did.
Yeah.
Not to flex or anything.
But I will continue to get better, and I will one day beat you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. What was your, when you were like a kid, what was your career best job? Your job in mind. Yes, your dream career.
Formula One race car driver. Or astronaut. I wanted to be an astronaut. Or cowboy. And I'm not talking like a cowboy in a movie. I wanted to be like a cowboy on the range, riding the horse with the gun on my hip. And go kick the swing doors in and say, I'm looking for Bad Dog McGraw. And then we would have like a gunfight at 50 yards in the street. And yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
You stare. Okay, you want to be a cop.
But that was like as a kid.
Yeah, some people want to be like princesses. So.
No, I didn't want to be a princess.
I know you don't want to be a princess. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would that meal be?
It would be an all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's a restaurant. What? One single meal. You can't have a restaurant.
The same meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the rest of my life.
Yes, and snack.
Chicken licken and hot wings.
Of course you're going to pick something spicy. Mm. I don't know what I expected from you.
Yeah, because on the days where I feel like a difference, I just peel the hotness off and just eat the chicken. And then, yeah, what would you have?
Chicken for the rest of your life. Ravioli.
You even have your own name for it. Mouse pillows.
Yes,
ravioli.
These are like tiny pillows that mice can sleep on.
Yeah, ravioli's cool.
Yeah, with the red sauce.
With the Napolitana sauce, gotcha.
Red sauce.
The red sauce, yeah.
Yes. Have you ever had a nickname, and what was it? And it can't be Goofy, because that was a dumb nickname.
Yeah.
From high school.
I do have a nickname. And my brothers have vowed never to mention it.
Okay.
So why would I tell them now?
Because
I have finally eliminated that nickname from everyone's lexicon.
Please.
No, but this is, I'm recording this.
That's so unfair. Okay.
It's not. Okay, fine. Okay, but don't tell anyone.
I won't tell a soul.
I'm going to tell you the backstory to it first, because otherwise people are just going to remember the name and then they won't know the context.
Wait. Say the name first.
No.
Say the name.
No.
Please.
Backstory first. Yeah?
Okay.
Backstory is, when I was a baby, I was very quiet, like baby in a crib baby. I was a very, very quiet baby. And people that would come and visit my mum would say, like in a sort of like sarcastic way, "Oh, he's so grumpy. Listen to him. He's going on. He's so grumpy, isn't he?" Because I was so quiet. And so they called me grumpy.
Okay, grumpy.
Yeah, laugh away.
Grumpy. Oh, he's so grumpy. Yeah.
Little did they know that I would grow into that nickname.
You're grumpy?
I can be a bit grumpy, eh? When I haven't eaten.
Ah, something that makes you angry, not eating.
Yeah. Don't take my food away.
Would you rather visit America or England?
I'm going to say England now because I've been to America. Been
Ew.
To New York twice, Chicago, Atlanta. And hey, listen, don't
take Atlantic.
No, Atlanta. There is an Atlantic, but if you were in the Atlantic again, you'd be in that airplane that crashed. I haven't been to England. I want to check that out. Can I go visit England? Will you come with?
Only if I get to see Harry Potter World.
That's why we're going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'm sure.
Let's go check out Harry Potter World.
And Dublin.
Dublin.
The one next to the sea.
Isn't Anna's family there? Do you want to go to Brighton?
Brighton! Yeah. Brighton. Sorry, I meant...
N-A?
I want to go to Brighton.
Is your family in Dublin or Belfast?
Winchester.
Winchester.
We were so off.
We were way off. But it's in England, right?
You mean the not mum and dad?
Yeah, family.
Northern Ireland. Yeah, yeah.
So Dublin. No, Belfast.
What about Dublin in my head?
County Antrim in the north.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go visit. County I don't know what the Brexit ramifications are, but we'll go visit.
Okay. If money was not a thing for one whole day and you could, but people were only allowed to get like one thing.
Yeah.
You could get any amount of that thing.
Yeah.
What would you get?
I would get money.
Oh my God.
Do you know why?
So that when it becomes money again.
No, I would. Okay, so you say money was not a thing and I can get all of that thing in one day. I would
So like there is money, but the money. For one day, you don't have to spend money on anything. Everything's free for
yes,
a day.
Yes, I would take money. And then the next day, I would share that money with everyone else so that everyone had money.
But everybody already had. Okay.
But you said, if money is not the option,
kind of
one, what would I buy?
Yes.
A Formula One race car.
Stop!
I'd buy a Formula One race car and I'd hire out the M4 from Belito to Suncoast. No, I would hire out 4 Formula One cars and I'd get 3 of my friends and we would hire out the M4 for a day from Belito to Suncoast and we would just go up and down the whole day. That's what I would do.
I'm not even disappointed at this point.
That's pretty cool, right? What would you do?
I would do merch stalls count? Can I, like, get an entire merch stall?
You can own... It's, yeah.
I'm not going to own one. I'm just going to get everything from a merch store.
You just
store.
Empty out a merch store? The Harry Potter one?
No. It would be somewhere in, like, America, probably. It would be, yeah. Like, maybe Dream's merch store.
Dream S&P?
Dream's, not the S&P.
The S&P Dream's...
His...
Merch store?
Yes.
The entire merch store?
Yes. I mean, the sizes that fit me, of course.
Okay, cool. Okay, we have different ideas.
Yeah, I mean, you want to race around to your inevitable death, and I want to be cozy in a hoodie.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm glad, you, know. I'm glad you chose your...
I'm glad I'm safe.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time,
mm-hmm.
not forward, back,
yeah.
where would... What time would you go to? Like, what year?
I've been asked this question before, and, like, some people find, like, the Edwardian period or the Elizabethan period, like, really, really romantic, but that's cool if you happen to be in the money side. Yeah. I would hate to be a servant in that period, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'd love to go back to ancient Egypt, but so long as I was hanging with the pharaohs and getting the secrets to build pyramids and not one of the slaves building the pyramid. But, I think the turn of the 19th century from 1890 up to about 1910, there were so many massive life-changing discoveries and inventions going on that I would like to have been present for. You know, everything from flight to internal combustion engines, and there were like amazing patents and discoveries going on. I would like to have been there for that, if I had to. And you?
I would go to, I don't know where I'd go, actually. I would go to 1999. No, scratch the 2000.
I was there in 1999.
I know.
It was quite a jewel.
But I want to go there so that I can say I lived in two centuries.
Oh, actually, it's two millennia.
Two millennia. Because it was in the 90s and the 2000s. I think people born before 2000.
Yeah.
Like, they get a flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was
we've
there.
Lived in two millennia.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Okay, cool.
So I'd be upset.
That's then, a good answer. Your answer's better than mine.
I know. I'm so cool.
Yeah.
And part two of that question, if you could bring anything to that time, what would you bring?
I would bring the fresh oxygen. I'd bring our ozone layer back. I would bring our atmosphere
back. No,
bring
it back. I mean, bring something there, like a cell phone.
Oh, if I could take something back to that period, what would I take?
Your one was good, bringing an entire ozone layer.
Wow. You're not worried about the time paradox and a ripple and the space-time continuum. You're not worried about any of that?
Because basically...
Yeah?
If we're time traveling, why don't we just go to another dimension and mess up their paradox?
Fair enough.
So that's...
If that
is even possible.
What would I take? Like an iPad or...
Anything. You can even take the newest Vogue magazine. You can...
know why you can't take an iPad to the 19th century?
No Wi-Fi.
There's no power cables. How do you charge it?
You can... You can like download a video, just show them that YouTube exists, and then be like, okay, peace out, bye. And then go back to 2021. You know what I would do? I would bring the magazine from the week after.
Yeah.
And then...
I would do a biff. I would take the sports almanac and from all the sports booking for the last 100 years, and I would just take bets on all the American football games.
You would be so rich.
And make a fortune. And then I could do whatever I wanted. When you have that kind of money, you can do whatever you want.
You can kind of, you know, buy 17 sports cars.
Yes! Winning!
Winning at life. I don't know why, but I feel like I would bring the magazine for the next week so that... Like, people are like, how did you get this magazine? It's not out yet. They see the date, and then that exact magazine comes out.
So to prove that you were from the future.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think they would, like, what would happen next? So now you're famous for a week, and then you carry on with your life.
And then when I get back to the present.
Oh, you think you're coming back to the present?
Yes.
Oh, that's not how time travel works.
Time travel. It doesn't listen.
No, you go back to the past. You live there forever.
Okay, well then, can I change my date?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I want to go to when the Stonewall Riot happened. Only boo when that happened, though. I just, I want to be there in the crowd.
What's Stonewall riot?
Where, it's one word, not two. Okay, 1996, that's where I want to go.
Yeah?
It was where, it was like the first, like, LGBTQ riot. The police, like, wanted to arrest people, but they were like...
Was that called a Stonewall riot?
Yeah, it was called a Stonewall riot.
Why would you want to be there for that? Just to be a part of the history?
Mm.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll take the Berlin Wall coming down. Well, that wasn't so big. But the invasion of Dundee, no.
I thought you were about to say, like, aliens.
My first man on the moon. Oh, Area 51. I'm taking it. I'll change it. I want to be at Area 51 when the craft crash landed, and then I'll actually help the aliens. Like, I'll fix them, like E.T. from the movie E.T. I'll actually give them the medical care that they want to, put them back in their craft and say, go home, because this does not end well. Go.
These
get out of here.
Aliens.
Yeah, there's aliens.
What?
They didn't tell you?
They don't teach you this at school.
Oh, you know what else, they didn't tell you? This has been edited by the NIA. No, with NIA. This part. All right. I think we're done. That was a great interview.
Last question.
Okay.
What is one thing I know about you that no one else knows?
Oh, that's easy. That I'm actually a big softie.
Oh, that is true. You and your baby soft hands.
Not physically soft, like my heart. I'm not...
Yeah, I know. You put, like...
No.
Lavender oil cream on them every day. You make sure your nails are perfectly straight.
And groomed.
And groomed. And you make sure that you don't, like, do work. If I can't mow the grass, I'm going to get grass in my nails. I can't put the kettle on. What if I burn my hands?
You're exaggerating that. People are going to hear this. They're going to think that's how it actually is.
It is. And you talk like this.
What? All right, I'm ending this interview. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Darren's Decade on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. For more, hit ecr.co.za #Darren's Decade.